The Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Ariana Grande issued an apology in response to the backlash surrounding her latest single, Seven Rings. So in the song, she says, "You like my hair? Gee, thanks, just bought it." And a lot of people are like, "You can't say that. You're white." But first of all, she's not even white. She's Italian. But she kind of responded and said, "I'm so sorry my response or my lyrics may have come out racist. I never intended that. Everyone that's talking about me, of course, I would never mean to offend anybody. I don't really understand. Like, literally everyone, every female, all races, wear weaves, extensions. Like, this is everybody."
It's
so,
nothing new.
Yeah, it's very relatable for anyone to hear those lyrics and be like, "Yeah, I bought my hair too. I did. Me talking. Alex, I wear fake hair."
I am one of the few people that I know that hasn't actually bought their hair. And yeah, doesn't have extensions.
But Liv does sell hair. How much is it going for?
It's pretty expensive. I got to pay my rent.
Okay. Yeah, people are saying, like, ain't that the song about saying that brown women and black women buy their hair? Sounds about white. That's what they're saying.
Now that, I was like, sounds about white? That's kind of funny.
Bebe Rexha posted a video on social media saying some designers have refused to dress her for the 2019 Grammys because she's too big.
"So I finally get nominated at the Grammys and it's like the coolest thing ever. So I had my team hit out a lot of designers and a lot of them do not want to dress me because literally like I'm too big. And if a size 6'8" is too big, then I don't know what to tell you, because that's crazy. Because you're saying that all the women in the world that are size 8 and up are not beautiful and they cannot wear your dresses. So all the people that said that I'm thick and I can't wear dresses, I don't want to wear your dresses."
I thought this was really surprising. She is a tiny person, but she has a Kim Kardashian behind.
That butt is huge.
So,
oh my God. I really love what Bebe Rexha said.
But see, people don't call Kim Kardashian big or overweight or fat. And like, Kim Kardashian looks exactly like her.
Right. And well, even same with Rihanna. Like, Rihanna has like gotten thick. And
yeah,
like,
Nicki Minaj.
People still want to dress her. People still want to dress Nicki Minaj. So
well,
that's weird.
If that's the case, I mean, Nicki, Rihanna, Kim, those are all way bigger names than BB.
Then
yeah,
say,
it might just
then
be
say that.
That
though. Don't I mean, because they if this is true, they're saying it's her size. At least that's what they told her people. You can just be like, "Who are you?"
What's worse though, nobody cares about you or knows who you are, so we don't want to dress you, or you're just a little bit out of our size range. What would you rather hear? Because both of them are awful.
I think the size range thing is the awful part. If people don't want to dress you because they don't think they're high profile enough, so be it.
I'd almost rather be known as too fat than irrelevant.
1,000%. Absolutely.
That
any
explains
day of the week.
So much about you two.
Well, many in the media are now deleting their social media posts promoting the false narrative about the Covington Catholic High School students. If you don't know what I'm talking about, it was the MAGA hat wearing kids from the March for Life over the weekend and how they supposedly had like a racist standoff with a Native American, but all of that turned out to be false. Actress Patricia Heaton from Everybody Loves Raymond called out the media's carelessness about this whole situation. She said, "These young people will forever have these smears follow them through their life every time they go out with a resume trying to get a job because it's going to have their school on it. It will also affect anyone who ever has or ever will attend that school. The damage is incalculable, and those who have perpetuated this destruction, no matter how unintended, are still at their jobs with nary a consequence for their reckless behavior. Some kind of compensatory action would go a long way in signaling their resignation or the recognition of their seriousness of their transgression and help to restore what's left of the public's very fragile trust in their reputations as trustworthy journalists." Another actress, Jamie Lee Curtis, also apologized for jumping the gun on the story and sharing it before getting the facts too.
This school is literally 10 minutes from my house, by the way.
Oh, where you grew up, you
yeah,
mean?
This is exactly where I grew up.
Wow.
Everyone I grew up with went to this high school. Like, it is crazy in our community right now.
Wow, I bet. And Pamela Anderson says that porn and PlayStation have caused many good men to lose themselves. She tweeted, "Empty head disease, porn, and PlayStation. We've lost many good men to this. Gone. No return." She continued and said, "Talk to your children. As young adults, we can make our own choices, but it's a slippery slope. I pray kids can be brave and rebel against it all. It's a nightmare." She suggested that men who watch porn are the worst lovers. Coming up in less than an hour, this actor is letting kids, his own kids, beat him up.